Buckle up and push off. Those were the instructions given to me by Charlie Rukli, my coach at the free community skate hosted by Red Roof Retreat Tuesday, as I climbed into a sledge for the first time. The event was held for clients, who love having ice time, as well as media, donors and the community to raise awareness for the expansion plans of the ranch on Concession 6, the beloved facility which offers respite and recreational programming for children, youth and adults with special needs. Rukli has been playing sledge hockey for more than 20 years and tells me, "I love just being part of a team. Being able to sledge fast is a lot of fun. I like how it's just inclusive of all abilities. It's amazing, like when I go to London hockey tournaments, it's awesome to see the ability levels." He helps me strap into the sledge, basically a sled with hockey skate blades used for para-athletes and those supporting the para-community. I enlisted Matt Deitch of Sandtrap Pub and Grill to join me on the ice for this experience. We take off with sticks and a puck and have a blast flying down the ice. "That was a lot of fun. It's a lot harder than it looks though," says Deitch. By the end of our mini shinny session, we could feel the burn in our abs and legs. It was an exhilarating experience, and one that every Canadian should experience if you ever have the chance. Deitch adds, "Just being able to experience what a sledge hockey player would feel, you take things like that for granted, and it's pretty neat to experience something that an athlete of this sport can do." While on the ice, I had a chance to ask Deitch what Red Roof Retreat means to him. "My son uses a number of their programs, and Red Roof Retreat means the world to me and my family. They provide experiences for Dylan that without them, he wouldn't have access to. Their overnight respite gives my wife and I time to do things on our own and not have to worry about Dylan and where he's at and what he's doing." In terms of the new facility Red Roof is planning, he went on to say, "Amazing. Really amazing. They gave us a little glimpse last spring at the pasta dinner, and it's going to be a really cool addition to the special needs community." He is also confident they will hit their fundraising goals. Not just the Niagara-on-the-Lake community, but the entire Niagara region community has really embraced Red Roof over the last number of years and really realized what they mean to the families that use it, said Deitch. Ward Simpson, a local legend who not only sits on the board but also volunteers extensively for the organization, including being the CBC chief bingo caller at the Irish Harp Bingo Night fundraisers for Red Roof, elaborated on the extended community impact of the new facility. "It will definitely be a big boon for the community because the 10-acre property that we have at the Red Roof is not a private area. It's open to the public. It's a great walking trail. In the new pavilion that we're planning, we will be able to accommodate small groups that want to get together for family reunions, small weddings, so the whole back area of the 10 acres is accessible to the public. It will benefit all of Niagara. You can do anything in Niagara-on-the-Lake," says Stephanie Bjorgen, executive director and founder of Red Roof, "and people will come out for a good cause. That's what I love about this town." In terms of how optimistic she is about making this dream a reality, she says, "I don't worry about anything. It's all going to happen because you know what? All you need is love."